Blue Wire.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Rebuild. I'm Henry Ettinger, joined by Jordan Blymack. Jordan, we're going to talk football. Training camp is around the corner, but quickly, Suns or Bucks tonight, who do you have? By the time the listeners hear this, they'll already know the result and can either make fun of you or be impressed.
Yeah, you can either call me a dumbass or I'm the smartest guy in the world tomorrow when you listen to this, but I got to go Suns, man. So look, I had the Suns at the beginning of the series to win, so I've kind of been like, all right, I got to keep doubling down on the Suns. I did make the nice move, though, of picking the Bucks in game three. I thought it was going to go five, so I was like, if the Bucks are going to win a game, they're going to win game three at home, and turns out they might win the series tonight, Henry. And I don't know if you saw this or not, but I was watching the pregame for a second, and there was like 600,000 people, maybe even more, outside in that like Deer District, I guess they're calling it in Milwaukee. It is bucking there. No pun intended, but I guess pun intended. But yeah, no, man, I got to go Suns, man. I want to see Chris Paul get it done. I'm not the biggest Bucks guy, admittedly so.
I'm pulling for the Bucks tonight. I have a soft spot.
Are you a big
Midwestern
Giannis guy?
Not really a huge Giannis guy. I just have a soft spot for Midwestern teams that have been, done enough to retain their superstar. It warms my heart. I wish things had worked out better for the Cavs the first time around with LeBron, but that's kind of what these Bucks remind me of. So that's where that comes from, but not a strong feeling either way. All right, Jordan, let's jump into the actual content of the day, because we're a Browns podcast after all. Training camp is around the corner, but first, there was some interesting scuttlebutt, I think, today. Just the Rams had an interesting thing happen where an unfortunate thing, really, where Cam Akers tore his Achilles, and he is going to be out for the season. And the Rams have been known to trade draft picks in order to upgrade their roster, and immediately, Browns fans, and I saw some national people jump to this conclusion as well, that, hey, who has an expendable running back? The Cleveland Browns, and Kareem Hunt, most likely, assuming they'd want to hang on to Nick Chubb. So there were already some thoughts about, hey, would it make sense for the Browns to part ways with Kareem Hunt in a Rams trade if they came out with an aggressive offer? So, Jordan, do you think Kareem Hunt is an expendable player for the Browns at this point? And do you think a trade would make sense with the Rams?
I mean, I get why you can say, like, I think anytime really a team that has playoff or even championship aspirations is put in a situation of losing a running back, I think the Browns are automatically going to be thrown around, right? Just based off the depth in that room, drafted a guy in Dimitri Felton out of UCLA in the draft too, where I think a lot of people are high on inside the Browns organization. So I don't know. I get all that, but here's the thing. I don't think that Kareem Hunt is expendable. I think he's huge key to this offense. I think he is – like, look, we saw it a lot last year where all of a sudden, like, in a lot of games, we're like, all right, we're more Kareem Hunt through the first three quarters, and then he was that guy just come and punch you in the mouth in the fourth quarter. They did that a lot. Sometimes it was Kareem Hunt doing that. Sometimes it was Nick Chubb doing that. I think that's incredibly valuable to have, especially in the grind of a 16 and now 17 game NFL season. And, not to mention the multiple packages that you can use with Kareem Hunt. I like him a lot as a passing, as a receiving back out of the backfield. I think he lined up at slot sometimes last year. They'd hit him over the middle on a couple of, drag routes and whatnot, but yeah, he's not expendable to me, Henry. And the other part about it, too, is he's on a really, really team-friendly contract, right? 2 years, $12 million. He's making $6 million a year. Now, he's actually from here, too. We talked about the hometown discount last week. I think Kareem Hunt is really on that hometown discount now. But again, that 2 years for $12 million, I don't think that you would want to trade that contract for a guy like Kareem Hunt, who's as good as he is, would be the starting running back for probably – 25 teams in the NFL, and again, on such a valuable contract, I just don't see that trade getting done whatsoever. Like, what would you even have to offer to consider this?
To me, a second rounder, I think, would be pretty ridiculous. I doubt the Rams would do it, but at that point, if I was the Browns, I'd be like, okay, I'm not hanging up the phone anymore. Now, I don't think the Rams would do that, but that's where I would kind of start the thought process. And, you know, my thoughts on it are basically, so from a macro level, I get the concept. You know, investing at the running back position, we know that at this point that doesn't make sense in a salary cap league. I think, although I think Kareem Hunt is great, do I think you could get 70% of Kareem Hunt or 80% of Kareem Hunt, platooning it between two other guys, making the veterans minimum? Sure. And so I get the logic behind that of like in the abstract sense, okay, we could replace him, all that kind of stuff. But you pointed out a couple of key factors. Number one, he's on a team-friendly deal, so you're really not losing, you know, that much value with him. You're really not
investing. You're not getting that money off of the books, right?
Yeah. And then the second thing is the position he plays. At running back, I don't think you're going to get the value of this. So, like, in the abstract, I like the concept of, you know, good teams trade players for future draft picks when it makes sense, when there's value there. We saw the Ravens do it with Orlando Brown. It's a calling card of the Patriots. Trade a guy when there's value there, because that's how you keep your roster sustainable. But I don't think Kareem Hunt's really the guy to do that with, because you're not going to get the return for him at the running back position. And he's really on a pretty reasonable contract as well, at a position where there's injuries a lot too. That's the other thing, is it's not – this isn't a position where there's not a lot of injuries. Nick Chubb went down last year, and the Browns had the great fortune of having Kareem Hunt be the main back for those weeks. There's nobody else on this roster that could handle that load right now. So I think that in the abstract, I get where it's coming from. And I actually don't think it's a bad idea for Browns the Browns to consider in general with their roster. And I know Browns fans are like, it's not really a win now move, but the best teams do this. It just shouldn't be done with Kareem Hunt, because Jordan, quick trivia question. Do you know the last running back that was traded for a first round pick?
Trent Richardson,
2013.
Yeah.
Do you know the
last? One of the biggest heists in the history of the NFL.
An absolute heist. Do you know who the last running back to get traded for a second round pick was? I will give you this caveat. Excluding the David Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins trade, where there was also a second round pick, because that does not count.
Give me a hint. Give me a division.
It involved a team from the AFC North, and it involved a team from the AFC East. You're not, I think this is going to be pretty tough for you to get. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I'm going to get this one.
It's Corey Dillon from 2004 okay. going to the yeah. Patriots to the Bengals. The point being that this did not happen for any value. Oh, and the last person to get traded for a third round pick, last running back to get traded for a third round pick, Duke Johnson, also a Cleveland Brown. So
interesting.
This does not happen very often, and you don't get good value here for a reason, because the league doesn't value running backs, and that's only gotten worse over the last decade or so. But that's why it really doesn't make sense. Yeah, I saw some Browns fans were debating. Well, they were like, well, if the Rams offered a first-round pick, like maybe – no, the Rams are not offering a first-round pick. That's why I said, like, I don't think they would offer a second-round pick. So at that point, yeah. What are we talking about here? It would make sense.
Not to mention, too, like that second-round pick, I mean, that's going to be pick, what, like 25 at the lowest, right? Like somewhere around there in the second round. So, like – is that even – that's really technically a third-round pick almost at that point too? So, I don't know. I just don't see a deal getting done here with the Browns. I definitely see the Rams making a move. I don't know for who, but it's not going to be for Kareem Hunt. I don't see that happening. To your point, I think it would be wise to at least consider that down the road, Henry. I just don't think that's a consideration even really coming across the mind of the Browns this year. I think if you're going to do that, you look into the next year and the year before that to make a move at that running back spot in terms of trading one of them.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Jordan, the other thing we wanted to talk about, and rest assured, Browns fans, Jordan and I have big plans to do kind of a full big training camp preview and cover a lot of ground there. But we wanted to just tease that today, just a little pace today, Jordan, because Browns training camp starts Monday. It is finally here. So really exciting stuff, Jordan. And this is our first training camp with Kevin Stefanski. Tons of great buzz around this team. So to give the listeners a taste, a little preview of training camp, what's the number one thing you're looking forward to this training camp?
Well, for me, it's got to be the new pieces on defense, right? I mean, I think that just has to be that's the one thing I'm looking to come out of training camp and saying okay, these guys mesh together. They understand the system. They're all buying into the common goal at hand. And really look, it's rare ever in the NFL that you see a defense or an offense that brings in 9 new players and you're expecting them to be starters, right? That's rare regardless of how bad you are or how good you are. That's rare. So it's going to be interesting to see how these guys mesh, Henry, and particularly for me in the secondary, right? I just think that, when it comes down to the secondary last year, obviously they were banged up at safety position and corner position. There were guys starting games for the Browns in meaningful times at the end of last year that really just had no business being on an NFL roster in general. So to upgrade at those positions, when you're talking about a Greg Newsome, who, it's no secret how high I am on him, a Troy Hill, a John Johnson, all of these guys that they brought in there, that's what I'm looking forward to see as well. And then on top of that, from a secondary standpoint, where does Grant Delpit fit into this mix? I'm super interested to see how that is. If we're going to see some looks of him playing that, that hybrid defensive back position, and just really how healthy he is. That's the other main thing too for me, Henry. And I'll get into that later here, but health from a standpoint of the guys coming back and just needing to stay healthy is so paramount to anything that we can talk about as to what we're looking forward to. But if I had to pick something, it's the defense, but in particular, it's that revamped secondary.
Jordan, we didn't convene about what we were going to say before this podcast started. And so you stole mine. That was going to be mine as well. It's the secondary. And for me though, I'll pivot slightly and say it's the new guys. I'm so excited, and part of it's selfish as a Northwestern fan as well, but I'm so excited to see Greg Newsome compete at the NFL level. I'm so excited to see how the Browns are going to use JOK as well. I think those guys are going to be key pieces to this defense this year, and the Browns have a lot potentially riding on them as well. They may need those guys to perform at a really high level, and I have really high expectations for both of them just coming out of that draft process. That to me, there's so much potential there for both of them, and I can't wait to see that. I really can. And then the other thing I would say is I'm excited to see Odell Beckham. Yeah. I'm excited to see him back on the field. We missed him for the end of last season. I want to see how he looks. I know I've certainly shared my doubts about his long-term future with this team, but he's going to be on the team to start the season, and I am excited to kind of see how he integrates himself into this offense, because I do think this offense found itself in the last 8 weeks of the season, and he wasn't there for that, but I think that's got to create a buzz and a fire with him that I think will be something to look out for this training camp. It'll be fun to see him back on the field.
Yeah, I think that kind of just plays into, like, you know, there's three guys in particular that I'm really looking forward to seeing just coming back off of injury. I guess you could even throw Ronnie Harrison into the mix. So Ronnie Harrison, Grant Delpit, Greedy Williams, and obviously Odell, right? Those are the four guys that, like, anything that we get from those guys this year is a plus, just because we didn't really have them for a large part of last year. So seeing that as well, Henry, but going back to what I said about health, I saw this Cam Akers thing today, and we talked about that at the beginning of the podcast and kind of just bring it full circle. Quite frankly, it scared the shit out of me. Like, it really did. Like, I, you know, just working out on his own, ruptured his Achilles. And, like, I hate to be that guy, and I don't even really like to talk about it, Henry, but you talk about in a possibility of something, like, how could it possibly go just, like, haywire for the Browns? How could it go, like, a 2019? And to me, that's really the only way. This is like a devastating injury early on in training camp, early on in the season, but particularly in training camp. We know that, like, almost every team deals with one every year of a guy you weren't expecting. You know, last year for us, it was Grant Delpit on the first, like, I think we might have been in the first play of training camp last year. Like, that is so above all else important, of just not overworking these guys, staying healthy, because we're primed for a Super Bowl run. We're primed for a playoff run. You got to stay healthy. If you stay healthy, you're going to have a damn good chance at the end. So that's, to me, that's above all else, Henry.
For sure. And you mentioned it. Someone will get hurt. You just have to hope that it's not, you know, not a key player and not something like a torn Achilles where it's going to be the entire season that's lost. Those are the things you really have to hope for, because it's inevitable. It's the game that there's always injuries to deal with. But you look at teams like the 49ers last year, and at some point injuries reach a critical juncture where you can no longer come back from things. And so that's obviously what Browns, supporters and the team will hope to avoid. Jordan, one other thing that I'm looking forward to this year, and I know you've experienced this, I've experienced it in person, and you will again this year, but the fans being back there to support the team in training camp. It is a special environment in training camp, specifically given how close you are to the field, given how players will come over and interact with fans, all of that kind of stuff. It's such a different environment if you haven't been there before. If you're in Cleveland, I highly recommend going. It's super, super fun. It's a totally different experience from going to a game. And we missed it last year. And this team has a great buzz around it this year, and the fans are going to get to enjoy that. And I can't wait to see, you know, the moments of Browns fans pouring in for that first day and throughout that whole first week, because they go nuts and it's just a fantastic scene out there.
Yeah, it is such a great point, Henry. I can't wait to see it. Like, look, you said it perfectly. Like, training camp is such a different atmosphere than a game, really anything else you can get, because you're so close to everything that's going on. And like you said, you got the players that come over and start autographing things for the kids. Like, it's going to be great to see. And I'm looking forward to my first fight, right? Like, every year at training camp, you'd go, there'd be a little scuffle or an lineman or a defensive lineman and an offensive lineman get into it. And then all of a sudden you hear that, here we go, Brownies, here we go. Hoo, hoo. Like, the chant breaks out and, like, you're like, the fans are back. I'm so ready for it, Henry. And yeah, like, the other thing too about that is we're going to get like, the fans being so close, or I think you're going to get a good feel for really just kind of how Kevin Stefanski runs things, right? Like, I feel like he's that guy that comes in and, you know, he wins coach of the year, but, like, there's still been that disconnect from the Browns and the fan base, but particularly Kevin Stefanski and the fan base, just because of everything that happened last year. So kind of really going there and just keeping an eye on how he runs practice is going to be intriguing in itself, in my opinion.
It will. And you'll get a sense for him. And you also, each team has its own personality every year that you get a little bit of the sense of, you know, who are the guys that, you know, are vocal out on the practice field, all that kind of stuff. And I know we know a lot of that, you know, with this team. Obviously, a lot of the veterans have been around there for a while, but you get a sense of, like, the rookies, like, what guys, you know, like to talk a lot on the field, what guys are more reserved, who's out there joking, all that kind of stuff. You know, you pick up on it by being that close too, and which ones really embrace the fans right away. So all that is really exciting as well to look forward to. There's going to be fun highlights and all that kind of stuff. I mean, of course, there are more serious stories we're going to get into. There are going to be guys fighting for roster spots, trade candidates, cut candidates, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, there's some really just heartwarming stuff as well.
Something that you just said just reminded me of. I'm so excited. I'm so ready for just that first video, right? Like that first video of a Baker touchdown to Odell. You know, you're going to see that first video of like Odell doing the one-handed catches. Like, everyone is back. Let's go. I'm so ready for this, man. Let's go.
I can't wait. I can't wait as well. I really can't. I'm so, so excited. If it was one of those things where I was like, oh, it feels like it's really far away. It feels like it's really far away. And it's like, oh, it's next week.
Henry, we've been talking about this for months of just like, ah, man, if only the season could start tomorrow. We're like, we're at that point, man. We're like a month and a half away from the season starting, us having football. Look, we got past mini camp. We got past the draft, the schedule release, all that stuff. Training camp right around the corner. Just stay healthy. Just stay healthy.
All right. On that note, on that yes. prayer, we will say goodbye to you for now. This was a shorter episode of the rebuild. As I said, guys, we're going to come with tons of training camp content next week. And then even beyond that, of course, we're going to continue, you know, going into the season, ramping up a lot more here. So really exciting stuff to come, but kept it short and sweet today because we got an NBA Finals game to
That's
watch.
That's absolutely Jordan. Right, my man. Go Suns!
Browns fans, just two words for you as we sign off here. Go Browns!